Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the September 20th, 2021 City of Gustavus General Meeting. It is 7 o'clock p.m. and we'll go ahead and get started. Madam Clerk, can we get a roll call, please?
Councilmember Clark?
Here.
Councilmember Taylor?
Here.
Councilmember Lewis?
Here.
Mayor Canamar?
Here.
Here.
Councilmember Buckeyte?
Here.
Councilmember van der Zanden?
Here.
Here.
Thank you. CE is vacant. There are 6 members present and a quorum exists.
Thank you. I will go ahead and read our vision statement, which is projected on the screen. It reads, we envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Hey, Brittany. Yeah, this is Vice Mayor van der Zanden, and I have a letter of recognition to Brittany Canamore. It's been our mayor for the last year. This letter of recognition and certificate of appreciation expresses our gratitude for your dedication and outstanding performance as a city council member for the period October 2018 through October 2021, and mayor from October 2020 through October 2021. Your time as mayor has been filled with challenges in which you demonstrated sound leadership and direction. Of particular significance are the 2 emergency disasters, COVID-19 and December 2020 flood event. Your decisive decision making and direction to staff, as well as facilitating responses to the city council, highlights the list of accomplishments during your term. During the COVID-19 pandemic, you have ensured that staff had the necessary tools to implement projects and programs directed by the council. As the council navigated the community through many hazards of the pandemic, it was clear that the decisions were the correct ones, as demonstrated by the low number of positive test results. Also, utilizing the CARES Act funds, the community was able to prepare for recovery measures assisted by federal funds. In response to the heavy rains in December of 2020 and resulting damages caused by flooding in many areas of the city, you provided direction to staff and council members working to recover from the negative impacts. With quick responses to questions from the staff, the city benefited from the experience of the city's road maintenance contractor and the ongoing restoration of city infrastructure. While eliminating your accomplishments, it's necessary to mention the FY 2021 and 2022 budgets, in which consultation with staff delivered an effective spending approach that resulted in outperforming the projected balance for the FY 2021 and appears to outperform the projections for FY 2022. With your leadership, the City Council has kept our town safe, secure, and fiscally sound. Wanted to take this opportunity to express our appreciation for your dedication and commitment to our town. On behalf of a grateful council, staff, and community,
Thank you to staff and council and Vice Mayor Vander Zanden. I appreciate all of you a lot. I've learned a lot as my time on the council and as mayor. And I know that a lot of that could not have been done. Almost all of it could not have been done without the excellence of our staff, both those who are still with us and those who have moved on. So thank you to all of you. And I will go ahead and share my screen again. Okay. Before beginning, just as a reminder to folks, please keep your phones muted and your videos off so we can ensure things are running smoothly. And this meeting is being recorded, so you can listen to it later on our website. I'm also sharing my screen that's projecting the packet. You can also find that online at cms.gustavus-ak.gov. And next is the approval of our minutes from 8/9/2021, and that's the general meeting, and 8/23/2021. And I will go ahead and entertain a motion.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Buckeye. I move to approve by unanimous consent the August 9th, 2021 general meeting minutes and the August 23rd, 2021 special meeting minutes.
I'll second that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Buckeye and seconded by Vice Mayor Vander Zanden to approve by unanimous consent the August 9th, 2021 general meeting minutes and the August 23rd, 2021 special meeting minutes. These minutes have been distributed and the council has had a chance to look over them. Are there any members of the public that wish to make public comment or additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing no comment from the public, do any council members wish to make any additions or corrections to the minutes? Seeing no comment from the council. Are there any objections to passing the August 9th, 2021 general meeting minutes and the August 23rd special meeting minutes by unanimous consent? Seeing no objections, the approval of the minutes is passed by unanimous consent. Next on our agenda is Mayor's request for agenda changes. And I actually do have a request. I would like to move items 8 and 9. Item 8 is resolution to approve Salmon Beyond Borders and the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. And item 9, which is another resolution approving the appointment of election officials for the 2021 municipal election. From the consent agenda to new business for the purpose of reading the resolutions as required by the ordinance 1.03.020. Are there any objections to that agenda change? Okay, seeing no objections from the council, we will make those changes and those items will be moved to new business. Next is our committee and staff reports. And first up is the Marine Facilities Advisory Committee quarterly report. Oops. Maybe it's not in the packet. Oh, there we go. I do not believe that Mike Halbert is on the line, but this is the report that he put together. And hopefully the council had a chance to read over that. I see that Ben is on. I'm not sure. Ben, if you would like to speak to this, you may, but if not, that's fine too. But are there any council questions or comments about the Marine Facilities Committee report? Tanya, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I really appreciated this report, and it was sad to learn that things hadn't really gotten better. And I was a little confused at the end where it says there's that the Marine Facilities Committee spent time debating, listening to input, and recommending changes to Title VIII. And I'm wondering if where those recommended changes are. And yeah, basically it'd be really nice to get recommendations of how to work on this over the winter so that we can hit the ground running in a better fashion next summer.
Thank you, Tanya. I'm gonna invite Vice Mayor Van der Zanden to speak to that since he's been working on this with the city administrator and with Ben a little bit. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, those changes to Title VIII, Tom Williams and Ben and I have been working on in a few different meetings. Tom has been rewriting a little bit of it at a time and then meeting with us for our reactions. We were supposed to then submit that to the Marine Facilities Committee, but it's kind of in transition right now. Couple of members, their time is up, their 3-year term. We don't know where it's going yet, but we continue to work on Title VIII. We have a little bit to go, and then it will be submitted to the council as well. That's about all I know on that right.
Any other council comments or questions for this report? Okay, thank you. Moving on to our public library staff report.
Good evening, Mary. This is Leanne Weichel.
Hi, Leanne. Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good evening, everyone. This is Leanne Weichel. I'm the Library Services Director, and together with Jesse Soder, our Library Administrative Director, we put together this report for you. We're pretty excited. We're hoping that the first part, when you looked at it, showed that the library is open. People are coming. We have a number of visitors. Lots and lots of books are being checked out, movies. We're having events again and meetings back at the library, and it just feels really good. And we included in the report some highlights because I'm a big believer that a picture is worth 1,000 words. So you can see pictures of some of the events that have been happening at the library this summer. My favorite was the summer reading kickoff because that gave me an opportunity to meet the community and put faces with names, and I very, very much enjoyed it. And also really reiterated to me why Dean and I chose Gustavus, because the community is so kind and welcoming and putting themselves out there for us. And we personally have really appreciated that. Some of the highlights from this summer were some of our programs that we did. And things that have been returning to the library are the school is coming back, and we've got scheduled visits from the different classes coming back into the library and checking out books and using the facility. There have been music lessons. We're doing our test proctoring. There's been a neighborhood meeting. Story time is happening. We did the summer reading program, an abbreviated version for sure. We're looking forward to hopefully next summer having it be as big as it has been in the past. We're continuing the grab and go kick activity kits. And really worth mentioning is through all of this, curbside services are available 5 days a week. And we're hoping to let the community know and kind of advertise that if coming into the library doesn't match you and your situation, please email Jesse or I. We're happy to put things in the curbside pickup. And it really works pretty slick and everything stays very safe. The virtual book club, Gustavus Book Club, is still going. And a new group is in town. They're the Library Friends. It's a collective group of past librarians and people who are very invested in the library. And we've already had two meetings with that group, and they've been valuable to Jesse and I as we learn all of this. One of our favorite library friends that I need to call out is Bree Olson. She has been there holding our hands, giving us little pushes and nudges, maybe even little kicks in the butts when we need it, but she's been awesome. So if you see Bree, tell her how much we appreciate her. The summer reading program is next on the report, and it details how many kids, teens, and adults we had and the different events that were part of summer reading. And there are some pictures from both the drawing and the one of the story times from the summer. Upcoming, we're excited because we're working very closely with Gustavus School in order to find best ways for us to collaborate together. A little bit later in this report, you'll see that Jesse had put in the Easy ARPA grant, and one of the things that we're excited about is something called a story walk. And what it does is it takes the best of outside and incorporates it with literacy. And the more ways you can offer opportunities for readers to read, birth through adult, the better. And we're both big believers in opportunities to be outside. So look for more information about Story Walk coming. And we're doing this in collaboration with the Gustavus School, hoping to help the classrooms there utilize it also. This summer, we kicked off a young adult reading and writing group that will continue into the school year. We've also are working to get all Gustavus students that would like one, their own library card issued. It gives them access to the library, and it's pretty awesome. You'll see happiness, our little picture there. Happiness is having a library card. The next things that are coming up with the programming is we're working in partnership with the Alaska State Library Book Challenges. They have two of them going on now. One, Gustavus is familiar with. It's the Alaska's 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. I am a past first grade teacher, public education expert, and there is nothing more important for an adult's success, whatever you choose to be, whether you're going to be a fisherwoman or a fisherman or an accountant or a librarian or beyond learning to read. It's considered really essential. And all the research supports the fact that that happens most succinctly between birth and five. That's our big window of opportunity to help give the connections we need for kids' brains to read. And that's the whole idea behind that Alaska's Thousands Books Before Kindergarten. We've got some big plans about really delving deeper into that. And then the second challenge they have right now melds perfectly with one of our library friends' goals. It's the hope that we really feature our Alaska collection and that we delve more into the fact that the Gustavus Public Library is the library that is the gateway to Glacier Bay. And the Alaska State Library Collection is featuring a challenge this fall called Fall in Love with Reading About Alaska. So look for a lot more information about that. And that is birth to adult. We're pretty excited about it. In other news, the garden bed has been cleaned out. I had help from Melissa Goom and Sven and my husband, Dean. And story time this week will be around flower bulbs and planting the beginning of the bulbs. And then in the spring, we have programming that will go around it being a pollinator garden. So that is something to look forward to. We've renewed our one-year movie license and we'll be hosting movies. We have the Gustavus Book Club going this month is really, really popular. If anybody would like more information about that, call or email us. And then importantly is the funding of the library. And the Public Library Assistant Grant has arrived. It gives us $7,000, which we budget for materials, our books and our DVDs. We're actually able to purchase about 50 books a month. And everybody needs to remember that we're looking for the books you want. If there is a book you would like us to carry in the collection, please let us know. If we can't carry it in the collection or can't order it or whatever, we can also do something called an interlibrary loan. And that is books that are sent to us from Anchorage and the other libraries in the system. And it's a great way to get a book, even if we don't have it in our collection. Jesse has been working hard on something called the Easy ARPA Grant. And I know the title of it is actually easy, but it has not been easy. And she has put a lot of time and effort into this grant. And we're very excited to see the results of it. We're hoping to be able to do something with STEM kits, our storybook trail or story walk, and just cross your fingers. It's very well written. She did a great job on it. So we're hoping that that materializes for us. In other news, existing projects, the roof is done. It was done very well. It was done in a really timely manner, and it was done with lots of craftsmanship. And we're grateful to Gustavus Construction for that. It just also just looks really good. We are redoing our library procedures with two new employees and a lot of volunteers coming back. It became really evident it was time to update some stuff. And so a thank you to volunteer Shelley Owen. She's been working on that for us and it's coming along. Our young adult section has outgrown its space. And I'm not gonna go through each of this word by word, but we're moving ahead with a plan for the covered bike shed for the library. We'll be submitting the scoping document to the city council soon. You can see there's some past, current, and upcoming trainings that Jesse and I have participated in. We're very grateful for the trainings that we've been able to attend, and especially the one we're looking forward to in February to attend the Alaska Library Association Conference. I think that will really help us continue our journey to become professionals. Well, we already are professionals, but to our understanding of our job. And that is it. Just thank you all for being such a great council. We appreciate your work. We appreciate your support of Gustavus Public Library. It's the heart of the community. I feel that. I feel that when people come into the library, it's pretty evident. So thank you, council, for your great work and your support. If anybody has any questions or suggestions, both Jesse and I are on and can take those now. All right, not hearing anything. Thank you very much.
Leanne, Mike has this.
Mayor, this is Mike Taylor. I wanted to say something, if I may.
Mike, go ahead. This is Leanne, go ahead.
I just wanted to say thank you, Leanne. Our library is a real source of pride to our community. It's an amazing library for a small community. It's one of the things that makes Gustavus the great community it is. And having you two as library directors is what makes it possible. We're very fortunate to have you. And thank you very much for your report and both of you for your fine service.
Thank you, Mike. That means a lot. I feel the same way. I'm very, very proud of our library. We had some visitors from our old home state of Minnesota, and I dragged them all to the library, and they can't even believe how awesome it is in such a small town. I cannot see. I'm on my phone. I cannot see if there are other hands raised. Can somebody help me out with that?
Yeah, so far, no other hands, Leanne.
Thank you, Tom.
Did we lose City Hall?
I don't know. It says Tom, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. They switched over the sharing. There might be some technical problems there with getting connected. So I'm texting them now. Just everybody, please stand by.
This is Councilmember Lewis. Since we have a little extra time, I just want to say thank you as well. And I haven't been to the library for a few months, and it's overdue. But I've heard and seen your report. It's just, yeah, I'm really grateful for this going into another winter here in Gustavus that we have you two on board. And yeah, thank you. And thanks for such a great detailed report.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
and come to the library. I'm going to be looking for you, Tanya.
Leanne and Jesse, this is Council Member Buckeye, and I also wanted to chime in and say what an important resource it is. You know, when my family moved here 9 years ago, that was one of the first places we went. And that's the first places we connected with community. And I'm thankful it's there. I think it played a big role in my children's love of reading. So thanks for continuing the tradition.
You're welcome, and thank you. And I hope to see you there. We hope to see everyone there. It's very heartwarming to see people reconnect as they come in. It's kind of like, it reminds me, this is a little sentimental, but it reminds me of the spring. And even though we're gearing up for a wet and rainy fall, it's kind of like an awakening when people come back to the library and start seeing people and connecting and talking. It's been awesome.
So as you may have noticed, we don't have any of the personnel at City Hall, the mayor, Karen, Vice Mayor Vander Zanden. So I'm going to guess that they lost internet at City Hall. So please stand by. Okay, so I have an update. They are having trouble with the Zoom connection. They're working on it, and we'll have a decision on what to do next in about 5 minutes. So please stand by.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for your patience. If you can give us 5 more minutes, there's some sort of issue with City Hall's internet and Zoom. So they're going to restart the router. Sorry, this is taking a while. So I'm going to go ahead and mute. And we should hopefully be back on ready to go in a couple of minutes. Thanks. Yahoo, I think we're back. Okay, thanks everybody. Leanne, if you are still available, would you like to continue your report? Thanks for being patient, everybody.
Mayor Cannamore, I am still here, but I finished it. I didn't realize that you guys had left or ducked out.
Thank you.
Not like you, not that you left, that you just, technology got in the way, you disconnected. I didn't say anything that's not in the report, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you have or anybody else has, or
I'm open
to comments or feedback, or I can redo the
Thanks,
whole thing.
Leanna.
I don't think we need to do that.
No, that's so not appropriate or necessary. Sorry. Thanks for offering, but I did read through it. So I don't have any questions, but do any council members have questions for Leanne or for Jesse?
We heard from several of them and maybe are done with that. But I know.
Okay.
I didn't realize you were gone. The
Sounds
rest
great.
Of you were gone.
No, it's okay.
I bet we can safely move forward and it will be okay. All right, thank you.
Awesome, okay, sounds great. Thank you. All right, so the next report for the city is from our treasurer for the monthly financials, and I'll go ahead and pull those up. And our treasurer can go ahead and take over whenever she is ready. Okay, are there any questions for the monthly financials for either Eduarda or Phoebe is here as well, if there are questions from the council? Okay, nothing from the council. Thanks. Moving on to our city administrator's report. So, Tom, whenever you are ready, you can go ahead and take over. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor, and good evening. So at the work session, the council gave staff direction to continue with both the PCR and the rapid testing for COVID-19 testing program. The PCR program was due to expire at the end of September. However, the state has extended it through September of 2022. And is providing the associated funding with that. They're in the process of getting those contracts signed. We hope to have that by the end of the week so that we can renew the contracts with our testers. In terms of the rapids testing, we do have that program running through March of 2022. We do have adequate funding to support that program through March, at which point, if the state hasn't extended that program, we can take it to the council and have a discussion on they would like to see the rapids testing program extended and provide funding for it. There may also be some additional ARP funding that comes out for this particular aspect of the ARPA funding eligibilities. The vaccine incentive program that we discussed last month has been accepted by the clinic. They are going to utilize those funds within the eligibility criteria of that grant. They're still working the details out on what exactly they're going to use the monies for, but as soon as they come up with a program description, I'll get that out to the council and we'll get that posted. We're very happy to welcome two new staff members. Sol Martinez is our interim fire chief. He's working hard over at Fire Hall. So if you're in the area, swing by, say howdy. He has done a real nice job in getting the fire hall organized. And I was in there a few days back and it was good to see so much of the equipment stored away. A big thanks to the volunteers for all the hard work over there and getting the fire hall put together there. We also have a new treasurer, Eduarda Loggins, and she is getting trained up by Phoebe. I want to extend a big thank you to Phoebe for hanging in there and helping Eduarda learn all the nuances of the treasurer position. There's so much to learn there, and Phoebe is being very gracious and donating her time and helping us get our treasurer up to speed. We do have some continued issues at the beach, as we discussed at the work session. We've had incidents with the honey bucket use at the restroom, trash, a dog attack. So we discussed measures to help eliminate some of the problems. Staff proposed getting a proposal together and information about having a 24/7 360 camera so that it would serve two purposes: one, security at the beach, and two, a webcam to provide pics of the water and the beach for those that are looking at either going out or spending some time down at the beach. I have reached out to our IT folks, getting some numbers together and feasibility determination. I should have something later this week that I can get out to the council and look for direction. We had our FEMA site visit earlier this month. Councilmember Taylor and myself met with FEMA reps to look at the recovery that's been ongoing from the 2021 flood. We have been able to get many of the projects already repaired. A big thank you to Glacier Bay Construction and their quick response to get that water moving off the roads and off of people's properties. As a result, we were able to document a lot of those expenses and file an application to get reimbursed. We're probably 7/8 of the way through the process, and FEMA is reviewing our damage inventories and our invoices, and we hope to have the application process finalized within the next couple of weeks. The next step is it will go to Washington for the FEMA folks to finalize a review of the application and then award whatever funding we're going to be eligible for. Thanks again to Councilmember Taylor. He's done a lot of work working with Glacier Bay Construction in documenting and identifying what and where recovery and repair projects were needed. So thanks very much to both. That's all I have on my report. Happy to answer any questions.
Thanks, Tom.
I see John's hand up.
Okay.
Thanks, Tom. I just wanted to shout out for Jen Williams and Ken McGowan for maintaining the testing, and also, you know, to the council and staff for having the foresight to put this testing program in place. It's kind of critical, and I think we're probably the envy of a lot of larger communities in the lower 48 to be able to have the COVID testing capability we have, but also to have the service and effort put forth by Jen and Ken. So I wanted to thank them.
Well said. Thank you, John. Okay, thank you, Mayor.
Thanks, Tom. Next on the agenda is public comment for non-agenda items. This is the time for the public to comment on non-agenda items only and is not intended for council discussion. Council members may ask clarifying questions only. If you would like to make a public comment at this time, please click the participants icon and then the hand icon, and you can raise your hand that way. If you do not have that option, you can unmute your phone and the clerk will add you to the list. Please state your full name before speaking and refrain from speaking if your comments have already been addressed by another speaker. Please, of course, be respectful and no use of profanity. And if you do not speak during this option, there is another time to have public comment on non-agenda items before the meeting is over. So with that, please keep your comments brief, about 2 minutes, and I'll go ahead and open it up. And I saw Susan Warner's hand first, so go ahead, Susan. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say thank you to the council for continuing with your support for the PCR and rapid testing. I think having this tool available to the community has been an incredibly powerful tool for helping us tamp down and avoid community spread of COVID. So thank you once again for your support for continuing testing.
Thank you, Susan. Any clarifying questions from the council for Susan? Okay, thank you again. Sally, go ahead.
Thank you. Recently, accusations were made regarding our city clerk's handling of the release of candidate information prior to the filing deadline. I played a role in this, and I would like to offer a sincere apology to Karen, our city clerk, as well as to anyone else who was affected by or angered by my actions. Statements were made based on hearsay, and I did not verify the information before suggesting that the clerk had mishandled the release of information. I honestly do not believe that any misdeed or wrongdoing was committed by our very competent city clerk, and I sincerely apologize. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. Any questions for Sally from the council? Okay, thank you again. Are there any other members of the public that wish to comment on non-agenda items? Again, you'll have another opportunity towards the end of the meeting. Okay, thank you again. Okay, moving on to our consent agenda. I'll go ahead and pull that up. So the only item now on our consent agenda is item 7, because items 8 and 9 got moved to new business. So this is an NCO for the introduction of departmental budgets. And this will be up for public hearing on October 11th, 2021. Do any members of the public wish to have any of these items removed from the consent agenda? So in this, just for folks who are not familiar, this has expenses for the upcoming election and staffing changes with the fire department, and as well as deferred maintenance for the fire department vehicles. Okay, seeing no comment from the public. Do any council members wish to have this item removed from the consent agenda? All right, I will go ahead and entertain a motion then.
Madam Mayor, I move that we adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent.
I second that, Councilman Clark.
Okay, thank you. It has been moved by Vice Mayor Vander Zanden and seconded by Council Member Clark to adopt the consent agenda by unanimous consent. Are there any objections to adopting it by unanimous consent? Okay, hearing no objections, the consent agenda is passed by unanimous consent. Next on our agenda is ordinance for public hearing, and go ahead. No, I'm just having trouble clicking. Okay. So the first item is FY22-04 NCO for the AMLIP Gravel Pit Fund. This was introduced August 9th, 2021. The time is 7:57 p.m. and this item is now open for public hearing testimony. Do any members of the public wish to speak on this item? Okay, seeing no public comment on this NCO, the public hearing time is now closed. It is 7:57 p.m. and I will go ahead and entertain a motion.
This is Councilmember Lewis and I move to approve FY22-04 NCO AMLIP Gravel Pit Fund introduced on 8/9/2021.
Second.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Vice Mayor Van der Zanden to approve FY22-04 NCO AMLIP Gravel Pit Fund, which was introduced August 9th, 2021. Is there any council discussion or deliberation on this NCO? Seeing none, I believe we are ready for the question, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Lewis.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor.
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden.
Yes.
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore.
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Clark.
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with 6 in favor.
Thank you. The next item for public hearing is FY22-05 NCO for departmental budgets. This was introduced August 9th, 2021. And the time is 8 o'clock p.m. and I will open this up for public hearing testimony. Do any members of the public wish to make comment on this NCO? Susan Warner, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to know, did the PILT come in at the higher level to amend the original budget? Thank you.
Thanks, Susan. I'll go ahead and let our treasurer speak to that.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is Phoebe, and that money is in the bank. The $121,000 is in the bank. That's why we're amending.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. Any other public comment for this NCO? Okay, seeing no other comment from the public, public hearing is now closed. The time is 8:02 p.m. And I will go ahead and entertain a motion.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Taylor. I move to approve FY22-05 NCO departmental budgets.
Councilman Clark seconds that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Taylor and seconded by Councilmember Clark to approve FY22-05 NCO departmental budgets, which was introduced August 9th, 2021. Is there any council discussion or deliberation for this item? Seeing nothing from the council, Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the vote.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
This motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. The last item for public hearing is FY22-06 NCO for capital project funding. This was also introduced on August 9th, 2021. And the time is 8:04 p.m. And I will open this up to the public for hearing testimony. Are there any members of the public that wish to speak? Seeing no comment from the public, the time is 8:05 p.m. and public hearing for this item is closed. And I will entertain a motion.
Madam Mayor, this is Councilmember Buckeye. I move to approve FY22-06 NCO capital project funding introduced on August 9th, 2021.
I will second that. It has been moved by Councilmember Buckeye and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to approve FY22-06 NCO capital project funding, which was introduced August 9th, 2021. Any council discussion or deliberation on this item? Okay. Okay, seeing nothing from the council, Madam Clerk, I think we're ready for the vote, please.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van Der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. On to new business. And let's see. Click here. Okay. Hold, please. So first, under new business, this is CY21-11. This is a resolution to approve the Salmon Beyond Borders and the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, and I will entertain a motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to introduce CY21-11 resolution approved Salmon Beyond Borders and the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission.
Is there a second?
This is Councilmember Lewis. I second.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Clark and seconded by Councilmember Lewis to approve CY21-11. This is a resolution to approve the Salmon Beyond Borders and the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. And this is a rather long resolution, and I'm going to read it into the record. So I'll go ahead and start here. A resolution by the City of Gustavus in support for a permanent ban on tailings dams and for a temporary halt to the permitting, exploration, development, and expansion of Canadian mines along Alaska, British Columbia transboundary salmon rivers until the United States Canada Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples are upheld and an international agreement on watershed protections is implemented. Whereas the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 was signed to prevent and resolve disputes over the use of shared waters between the United States and Canada, declaring in Article 6 that it is further agreed that the waters herein defined as boundary waters and waters flowing across the boundary shall not be polluted on either side to the injury of health or property and the other, or sorry, on the other. And the Alaska-British Columbia Memorandum of Understanding and Associated Statement of Cooperation on Protection of Transboundary Waters signed by the State of Alaska and the Province of BC in 2015 are important, but cannot provide binding enforceable protections for the residents, rivers, and watersheds of the Alaska-BC transboundary region, and inadequately regulated Canadian hard rock mines in Northwest BC, most of which are large scale and open pit, are occurring in known acid generating ore bodies near the transboundary Taku, Stikine, and Yunik rivers shared with Southeast Alaska, producing massive tailings dams and have to store toxic waste forever expansive waste rock storage facilities, the need for perpetual water treatment, roads and other infrastructure, as well as threatening both in the short term and on geological timescales, the productivity and ecological health of these watersheds through cumulative impacts, contamination, habitat destruction, and or possible catastrophic failures. And the Taku, Stikine, and Yunik rivers are of tremendous and unique cultural, ecological, subsistence, economic, and recreational value, as Indigenous people from several nations have stewarded the Alaska-BC transboundary region since time immemorial. And this region is now home to nearly 80,000 people in dozens of communities. And the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission, a consortium of 15 federally recognized tribes in Southeast Alaska, in 2018 submitted a petition to the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, asserting that Canada has violated their human rights by failing to prevent foreseeable harms for hard rock mines in BC. And on March 31st, 2021, sent a request to BC Premier Horgan for a pause in the permitting to BC mining projects in Alaska, BC transboundary watersheds, until an agreement is made regarding Alaska tribal participation in ongoing permit decisions pursuant to the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And the clean water and intact habitat of Alaska BC transboundary watersheds are historically some of the most productive wild salmon rivers on the entire west coast of North America, with Taku, Stikine, and Yunik rivers alone contributing nearly $50 million in economic activity, $34 million in direct spending, and over 400 jobs and almost $20 million in labor income towards Southeast Alaska's annual multi-billion dollar fishing and visitor industries. And the leaching of heavy metals to groundwater and sediment from mining can contaminate freshwater systems for decades, preventing recovery of fish populations many years after the cessation to mining activity and posing a risk to human health. And BC's Tulsiqua Chief Mine in the Taku River watershed has been abandoned and leaching acid mine drainage since 1957. And BC's environmental assessment process does not standards for assessing cumulative effects of existing and proposed development. And BC's open pit Red Chris Mine has been operating at the headwaters of the Stikine River since 2015. The entire riparian corridor of the Iskut River, the largest tributary to the Stikine River, is staked with BC mineral claims. BC Kerr Sulfurets Mitchell Project is built as proposed in the Yunik Nass River watersheds, would be the largest open pit mine in Canada and one of the largest in the world, and more than half of BC portion of the Yunik watershed is staked with mineral claims. And the Taku, Stikine, and Yunik rivers are experiencing a decline in wild salmon populations, resulting in the Alaska Department of Fish and Game listing Chinook salmon and the Yunik River as a stock of concern in 2017, and will soon list Chinook salmon in the Taku and Stikine rivers as stocks of concern. And on June 30th, 2021, Canada's Department of Fisheries and Oceans eliminated 60% of its commercial salmon fleet in BC due to poor returns and declining populations. Some near 90% declines, resulting in the largest set of commercial salmon fishery closures in BC history, while simultaneously BC continues to permit industrialization of the headwaters, spawning and rearing grounds, and some of the largest salmon producing systems. And the risk of natural forces such as extreme precipitation events and landslides, which are becoming more common due to climate change, add further instability to the mining infrastructure and could trigger catastrophic failure of the tailings waste dams and thereby release contaminants into the Taku, Stikine, and Unic water bodies and are inadequately addressed in BC mine operations designs. And following BC's Mount Polley mine disaster in 2014, an expert panel appointed by the government found that if mining companies continue their business as usual operations, the province could face an average of 2 dam failures every 10 years. And the same expert panel reported that there are 123 active tailing dams in BC. And the Auditor General of BC, in her report issued on May 3rd, 2016, found that the BC Ministry of Energy and Mines and Ministry of Environment's compliance and enforcement activities of the mining sector are inadequate to protect the province from significant environmental risks. And according to a 2017 report by the United Nations Environment Program, Canada has the world's second worst record for mine tailings spills after China, with 7 incidents reported in the previous decade. And the June 2021 audit of code requirements for tailings storage facilities by BC's Mine Audits and Effectiveness Unit has found provincial mining code changes developed after the Mount Polley disaster lack the definition and needed to ensure compliance verification and enforcement, which means communities and the environment across the province catastrophic consequences of tailings dam failures that BC's new mining code was meant to provide. And BC touts itself to US officials and potential investors as a world-class market for responsibly sourced metals and a mining jurisdiction with highly positive ESG, environmental social governance outcomes, and yet BC is supporting widespread exploration and the permitting of open pits and tailings dams and mine sites across BC, just upriver from 4 US border states, Alaska, Washington, Idaho, and Montana, and at the watershed, at the headwaters of some of North America's last remaining productive wild salmon rivers without the consultation and consent of local tribes and communities downstream. And Native tribes in Alaska, First Nations in BC, commercial fishermen, local communities, conservation groups, thousands of concerned citizens, and local, state, and provincial and federal lawmakers, including all 8 senators from the 4 border states on both sides of the US-Canada border, have raised concerns since 1998 about BC mining development potentially causing significant harm to water quality, fish and wildlife, cultural practices, and local economies in Alaska BC transboundary watersheds, and still do not have a meaningful say in the shared management of our shared rivers. And the below signed agree to share information and seek all opportunities for collaboration to address these issues, promote methods to promote these vital rivers from harm, and seek to facilitate and promote meaningful dialogue and engagement at the local, state, federal, provincial, and tribal levels to ensure protection of resources on both sides of the border. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Gustavus City Council calls upon President Joe Biden and the United States government and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian government to immediately, 1, utilize their authority under the United States-Canada Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 to prevent and resolve disputes over the use of shared waters, and 2, support an immediate temporary halt to permitting exploration, development, and expansion of Canadian mines along shared Alaska BC salmon rivers until a binding international agreement on watershed protections developed by all jurisdictions in these shared transboundary watersheds and consistent with the Boundary Waters Treaty of 1909 and the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples is implemented, and 3, convene with local communities, stakeholders, and indigenous leaders of the Taku, Stikine, and Yunik watersheds to develop the aforementioned binding international agreement on watershed protections. This agreement will identify and honor no-go zones and decisions by local residents and indigenous peoples on both sides of the international border, ensuring mining companies and shareholders are liable for cleaning up their waste and compensating impacted communities for all damages, and enforce requirements for mining best practices, including a permanent ban on the perpetual storage of contaminated water and wet tailings behind earthen dams along these irreplaceable Alaska-BC transboundary salmon rivers. And at this time, I would like to invite the public to comment on this resolution. Seeing no public comment, I will open it up for council discussion and deliberation. Are there any members of the council that wish to comment? Vice Mayor Van der Zanden, go ahead.
I have two objections to signing this resolution at this time. One would have to be the last whereas, which seems pretty heavy on commitments, more than I think could be expected to be kept by this council and community. And the other is in the therefore section, where it calls upon President Joe Biden and the US government to try to influence of Canada and their government to change the mining practices. But however, in light of all that's transpired between these two governments in the past few weeks, I feel like our signing this resolution is ill-timed and that it would be unproductive until some later date. So I would not be in support of it.
Thank you, Joe. Councilmember Clark, go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I agree with Vice Mayor Van der Zanden. This resolution basically leans heavily towards the environmental side of this, and I am for clean waters and healthy salmon runs and all that, but we're only getting one side of the issue here. And I know for a fact there has to be another side that I would like to hear before voting on such a resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe. Go ahead, Councilmember Buckeye.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. This resolution is not our typical Gustavus resolution, and I acknowledge that. But you know, the events of the last year or two have really shown just how interconnected we all are. You know, something that happens on the other side of the world can impact tiny little Gustavus, and Canada isn't too far away. Things that happen there can impact the economy here. We've all seen the dramatic reduction in king salmon numbers and the shutdown of king salmon fishing in this area and the economic impact that means for this whole area. And I think this is an investment. This is an investment in protecting our economies in the Southeast? Is Gustavus going to, make or break whether there's a conversation between U.S. government and the Canadian government? Probably not, but I think it's the right thing to do. I think it's the right thing to do to stand up for our economy, stand up for fishermen, stand up for basically we got this treaty in 1909 that says the US and Canada are supposed to talk about the effects of transboundary waters. Well, a tailings mine failure on the Stikine comes right on down into Southeast, all of those pollutants. And we're just saying, fulfill the mission under the 1909 treaty and talk about it. So I'm in support of this.
Thank you, John. Any other council discussion or comment for this resolution? Okay, Madam Clerk, I believe we're ready for the vote.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
No.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Vice Mayor van der Zanden?
No.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this motion passes with 4 in favor, 2 opposed.
Thank you. Next under new business is our resolution CY21-10. This is to approve the appointment of election officials for the 2021 municipal election, and I will entertain a motion.
This is Councilmember Lewis. I move to approve CY21-10, the appointment of election officials for the 2021 municipal election.
I'll second that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Lewis and seconded by Vice Mayor van der Zanden to approve CY21-10, the appointment of election officials for the 2021 municipal election. And I will read this resolution into the record. It reads, a resolution by the City of Gustavus appointing election officials for the 2021 municipal election, whereas the City of Gustavus Code of Ordinance 5.10.130 subsection B requires that for each municipal election through a resolution of the council shall appoint at least 3 city voters as election officials / judges to be the election board at the designated polling place. And 1 election official shall be designated chair of the board. The election officials shall not be council members, candidates for office, or immediate relatives of candidates. And if an appointed election official fails to appear and subscribe to the oath on election day or becomes incapacitated during the time of election or the counting of the ballots, the remaining officials shall appoint a qualified voter to fill vacancy. And the City of Gustavus Council hereby authorizes the following qualified electors: Kim Nay as the chairperson slash official, Bree Olson, election official, Jay Crapella, election official, Melanie Berg, election official, Kathy Hawker, election official, Jane Button, election official, and Don Walker, election official. The clerk may appoint as many election officials as needed to conduct an orderly election and to relieve the election officials of undue hardship. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Gustavus City Council approves these electors as the 2021 municipal election officials. Is there any public comment on this resolution? Seeing no public comment, are there any members of the council that wish to make comment on this resolution? I would just like to thank all of these folks who have volunteered their time in this public process, and to our clerk for doing such a wonderful job of recruiting folks. And I hope to someday, when I'm not on the council, be somebody that's helping out with this too. I think the process is really important, and I have a lot of gratitude to all the people on this list. So thank you. Madam Clerk, I believe we are ready for the vote.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes. Yes.
Vice Mayor VanderZanden?
Yes. Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
This motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. Next under new business is to approve the scoping document for the Gustavus Fish Waste Disposal Station. And I'll pull that up. This scoping document has been put together by our Marine Facilities Coordinator, Ben Sadler. So thank you very much, Ben, again, for doing this. Any comment from the public? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go ahead and entertain a motion.
Yes, Madam Mayor. I move we approve the scoping document, Gustavus Fish Waste Disposal Station.
I will second that. It has been moved by Vice Mayor VanderZanden and seconded by myself, Mayor Cannamore, to approve the scoping document, Gustavus Fish Waste Disposal Station. Now I will entertain public comment. Okay, seeing no comment from the public, is there any council discussion or deliberation? Okay, seeing nothing from the council, Madam Clerk, the vote, please.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
This motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. The last item under new business is FY22-08 NCO. This is the introduction of the capital project funding for 2021. And this is open for public hearing on October 11th, 2021. And I will entertain a motion.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to introduce for approval FY22-08 NCO, Introduction of Capital Project Funding 2021, public hearing 10/11/2021.
Councilmember Buckeye seconds that.
Thank you. It has been moved by Councilmember Clark and seconded by Councilmember Buckeye to approve the introduction of FY22-08 NCO capital project funding for 2021, which will be open for public hearing October 11th, 2021. Is there any council or public comments on this NCO? Okay, seeing nothing from the public, are there any council members that wish to comment on this item? Okay, seeing none, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Clark?
Yes.
Councilmember Taylor?
Yes.
Councilmember Buckeye?
Yes.
Mayor Cannamore?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Van der Zanden?
Yes.
Motion passes with all in favor.
Thank you. Next is our City Council reports. Just as a reminder, this is not to be confused with council questions and comments. This is my quarterly report. Hopefully all of the council members looked this over. June was a fairly busy month with meetings, specifically pertaining to PFAS and the airport project. And the departure of Chief Miller and working with council members and the clinic, with Lisa and volunteers at the fire department. Everything else is pretty straightforward. In August, Councilmember Taylor, Tom, our city administrator, and I met with Senator Murkowski's Team Ocean and just kind of gave a general update of how things are going in Gustavus. And that was a great meeting. And do any council members have any questions for my report? Okay. Are there any other council members that wish to give a report on special projects? Go ahead, Councilmember Taylor.
Yes, just briefly, our road maintenance contractor, Glacier Bay Construction, has been working hard to grade roads whenever there was an opportunity to do so. We're into a time of year when it tends to be wet an awful lot of the time, and it's very hard to grade roads properly under when it's wet. But they'll keep trying to capture any opportunity and make the most of it as we go through this wet fall. There's one thing that people can do to help the situation, and that is when the roads are wet, to take it easy on them. And that means particularly when you're, say, turning out onto a gravel road or speeding up or slowing down, to do so slowly, because when the vehicle is accelerating like that, it applies force to the surface of the gravel road and moves gravel, and that's how we get potholes. So if everybody can just be thinking when they're driving on these gravel roads when they're wet, that'll help keep the potholes down a little bit until the next opportunity we have to smooth them out again. So thanks to everyone who will be careful.
Thank you, Mike. That's a really good reminder. And I was very, very pleased when Good River got graded, thanks to those guys. Any other Okay. Sorry about that. My computer froze, so I'm using the clerks. Any council questions or comments on non-agenda items? Go ahead, Councilmember Lewis.
Yeah, thanks. I just want to send out a thank you to. Oh, I'm hearing a real echo. Okay. 10 people that put their names in the hat for city council. Super exciting. Thank you very much. And I want to encourage those that haven't gotten a bio to Karen to do so that we can get it on the city website and so people know who you are. And then I have a question about the forum. I understand it's at the community center next week sometime, and just wondering if there's a Zoom option too for people that don't want to come into the community center.
Thanks, Tanya, for bringing that up.
As of today, there's actually an update on that. It is going to be completely Zoom-based. So we are no longer utilizing the community center space. And so a Zoom link will go out for that soon. And it's going to be based here at City Hall. So I don't know exactly what that will entail. I assume that Artemis and Shelly Owens will be here, perhaps Karen as well. But yeah, look forward for a Zoom link. Any other council questions or comments on non-agenda items? I'll go ahead and just piggyback off of what Tanya said. I feel really pleased that there are so many folks that are interested and willing to make a difference in our local city government. And I hope that if it's important to you to get out and vote, that you do so. And I just wanted to thank staff again for making the last 3 years manageable and fun at times. I feel really grateful for the opportunity to serve this community, and I look forward to interacting with all of you in different platforms and staying active in our local city government. So thanks to all of you for making my time on the council memorable.
Madam Mayor, would you like
thank you, Madam.
And dates and stuff.
Sure, thanks.
This is Karen, your clerk. Just to give you a little heads up on what's happening with elections right now, we have started early in-person absentee voting here at City Hall, 9 to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and that will continue through October 4th. October 5th is Election Day. The polling place will be at the Gustavus Community Center. And then we will do a preliminary count of those ballots submitted on October 5th that evening. I'll post the preliminary results on October 6th. And October 8th, there'll be a canvas meeting, special meeting. That's the Friday following Election Day. And that is where we will count all the early in-person absentee ballots, as well as the ones that we receive by mail. And then we'll have a final count posted on October 9th. So that'll be the official date that we will announce all of the new council members. And I think that's all I have for now. But if you have any questions about anything, I did forget. I don't know if it was mentioned by you, but the forum is scheduled for September 30th. And that will be posted here shortly. But I'm happy to answer any questions. If you guys want to give me a call back with questions at City Hall or email me, that would be great. Thanks.
Oh. Thanks, Karen. Okay, anything else from the council? Okay. Public comment on non-agenda items. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak before the meeting is adjourned? Go ahead, Tom.
Thank you, Mayor. On behalf of the city staff, I would like to express our gratitude and appreciation to Mayor Cannamore, Councilmember Clark, and Councilmember Buckheit for all the contribution and direction you provided us in our daily activities. Thank you so much for the service to our community. We wish you luck.
Thank you, Tom. Okay, seeing nothing else from the public, Is there any further business from the council or from staff? Okay, seeing none, the time is 8:48 p.m. and we are adjourned. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and for hanging in there with our technical glitches. Have a great night.